So this is part two of a mindfulness practice that uses physical discomfort as a focus. Yet we can be using this meditation even if you just can't locate any discomfort in the body, or if you're feeling perfectly healthy and rested. Still listen to the guidance and use it as a chance to see where your awareness is, what's your moment-to-moment experience like, and noticing when your mind drifts, and you can remember and you come back to whatever focus we're with. But it's more really important to, rather than following the exact advice or guidance, what's deeper going on in the mind and the body. And as you can hear, the sound of the sea, the waves are really coming in quite pleasantly loud. They're pleasant to me, but they might not be to everybody. So this is one that you might want to use, that you might want to not bother with. Absolutely fine. So I'm actually sat at Ryab Beach. Just come off Ryab Dean, and I've never been here, lived here for more years than I can say on this. But never been here in my life, and I really don't understand why. It's absolutely beautiful, the sun's shining, clear blue sky, there's a trail of sparkly light all the way out to the distance where there's a couple of little boats on the horizon. So yes, settling into position now as we get into the practice itself. And I think it's important to acknowledge that in the practice there will be an amount of discomfort at times, but not necessarily every time, or not all of the time. But at some time indeed it will be there. And as I said in part one, our normal reaction is, well, this shouldn't be happening. I'm trying to meditate here, what's going on? Well, firstly, in a meditation practice, there's nothing that either should or shouldn't be happening. So what we're doing is we're opening up to experience and just seeing what comes along, without prejudging what's going to come up or how it should be in any particular way. And what we might have noticed within the couple of options that were in part one, that when there is discomfort or pain, when the resistance lessens, then the overall experience is actually more bearable. And it's more of a shift in attitude. It's more of a shift in attitude rather than specific focuses, really. It can be so helpful in our moment-to-moment response to pain. And it can be really surprising that within a meditation practice you realise, actually, I've got a choice where I place my attention. So on this part two, I'd like you to include, before we get onto the options, a couple of background themes that, first of all, the inconstancy, the fluctuation, the changing nature of experience, which is going on all the time, even from the few minutes from when we've started. I've started to record, you might notice, you know, that your posture's different, or your breathing's different, or the sounds, the waves are getting a bit too loud or a bit quiet. and how we can learn from this changing moment-to-moment experience in our practice time in real time along with the guidance. And also the other general theme in the background, noticing the quality of effort, the how you're trying, and what I'm suggesting, what I'm encouraging is to relax into the trying. So at times there'll be moments when you notice where the effort can be really tight, you're really trying hard, you really want to focus on a particular point, and you're trying hard to achieve something particular, and we see if we can relax that, just allow that to dissipate. So setting up the posture, and this is usually sitting practice, could be lying down, checking in with the body overall, knowing that as I ring the bells to start the meditation proper, lovely bells that I've actually found again. There's nothing to do, there's nothing to achieve, there's nowhere to go. Just being here is enough. Allowing the body to ease and bringing your attention to regions in the body, different regions of the body. And one option that we can do is to really bring our awareness to parts of the body, regions of the body where you can sense ease and comfort, such as softness in the tummy area, the support from the cushions underneath the sit bones, the gentle rhythm of the breath, as each out breath leaves, each new in breath arrives, turns round and flows out. Heart as it taps away in the background, the rise and fall of the ribcage. And if it feels okay for you, maybe with an internal smile. Not so bad to be resting in awareness with nothing to do and nothing to achieve in this short time of practice. And any feelings of comfort or ease, wherever you felt them, just seeing for a few moments if they'll permeate, sweep through the rest of the body. After we've been sitting in this way and you've been following the guidance as best you can, it's just so normal to have some sense of, even if it's a flickering of unease somewhere in the body, that might be an itch, it might be just slight uncomfortableness in the back, whether this is prominent or whether it's really vague in the background, noticing it lightly, being aware of it. now inviting you to shift your attention back to the more comfortable part of the body, somewhere that's more comfortable and less tense. Allowing that softness to permeate, if it will. Now, in the context of the body as a whole, going back to the discomfort, even if it was a flickering, barely noticeable itch or pain in the lower back, whatever it might have been, and allowing your attention to rest back there again, sensing the nature of that. Is it fixed? If it's moving, has it completely gone? And it can help to have the mindset, an idea in the mind, that this thing that we call pain or an ache or an itch, asking ourselves the question, is it more layered than that? Is it a fixed? Just checking it out for yourself. One option you can have is to alternate between the comfortable part and the uneaseful part, just for a few moments in each of these aspects of bodily experience. And finally, still playing with this idea, experimenting with this with a light touch. Aware of the body as it sits here, resting in awareness, and opening up to holding whatever aspect is within you. It can be uncomfortable, it can be easeful, relaxed, an ache or a pain, softness in the tummy, warmth on the skin, and just seeing if it can hold whatever you notice side by side. Just maybe, without trying to force anything, that the looseness and softness and warmth and comfortable area of the body is being able to loosen up any pain or uncomfortable feeling. And as we come to the end of the practice now, asking a couple of simple questions. How does your effort feel now? Is it reasonably loose and calm? What has changed in your effort from moment to moment? The effort of your awareness. Final question, how is the body now? Sweeping through the body from the head and the face, down the neck and the shoulders, from the shoulders, down the arms to the hands, through the trunk of the body, chest, tummy, back, down the waist, along or down the legs, and right into the feet, soles of the feet, the toes, being aware of the whole of the body, however it is for you now. Just for a few moments, just sitting here in a rest and awareness without any intention at all, just seeing what comes along for you, hearing the sound of the waves coming and going. Until you hear the sound of the bells.